Started. Good afternoon. This is the Guam EPA Board of Directors regular meeting. Today's date is Thursday, February 20th. The approximate time is 4 o'clock p.m. This meeting is being recorded. We'll go around the room. Stephen Carbolito.
Stephen Ferrara.
Fran Castro.
Steve Hollister.
Attending virtually, Director Kathleen Moreland.
Yes, Kathleen Moreland.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a quorum, and all the publications went out on the website and the newspaper. So let's get this meeting started. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I will make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Moving forward, approval of meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January
30, 2025. Thank you. Is there a second?
I'm second out of here.
Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, let's turn over to Michelle with the administrative report.
Thank you, Chairman. Let's see. I'll start off with personnel. So the last time I reported that we have 53 full-time employees, but that was a little off because I didn't add the US EPA contract, which is Captain Grange, and then the interns that are with us. So we actually have 56 full-time employees to include classified, unclassified, limited term, Captain Grange, and the interns that are working with us. Recruitments, reported last week that we're still waiting on the certification packets from DOA for the chief engineer, the environmental inspector supervisor, the environmental technician, and then two EHS-3 positions. So we are also recruiting PIO, one environmental health specialist, two environmental health specialists, two an engineer supervisor, and then three engineer one positions. Also, we just completed interviews for the biologists. As reported in the past, there was a biologist that was supposed to start January 21st, but on the same day that he was to start, he declined the position, so we had to re-interview that position. So we've already made a selection from the interviews that were conducted a couple weeks ago. As far as the new agency headquarters, we're still in negotiations. We met a couple weeks ago to discuss the lab specialist. So at this time, no contracts have been signed, and we're still in negotiation. Policy-wise, we provided testimony on Bill 35-38, which is relative to prohibiting the import of skincare products that pose a danger to Guam's coral reefs. So while we supported any measure that protected the coral reefs on Guam, one of the things that we had issue with was the enforcement of that product. So sunblock is actually a drug under the Guam Food and Drug Cosmetic Act and regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So our testimony was to kick it back to DEH at Public Health for enforcement and to remove us as an enforcing agency since we didn't enforce the SBC. And also all of the studies that were done were laboratory conducted, and so there really isn't any data that would show whether or not sunscreen is actually affecting our coral reefs. And we actually correlated maybe the damage to coral reefs more from runoff, stormwater runoff into the water. Also, we will provide testimony to Bill 57-38, which is to strengthen housing options by adding a new sub-article 3 to Article 1 of Chapter 61, Title 21 GCA, relative to authorizing the constructions of accessory dwelling units in residential zones. So what we found out by looking at this bill is that currently with the new septic tank regulations, it will allow up to 4 units or residents in a 1 acre property, provided that they're using a type 4 septic system. With this ADU, because an ADU can either be attached or detached from the main house, we're looking at possibly increasing the 4 to 8. So our testimony is going to reflect that we're almost doubling now the size of what is allowable on a 1 acre property from 4 to 8. And because of that, we just want to ensure that these ADUs don't increase the density of septic tank systems over the groundwater protection zone. So we will be providing that written testimony this week. Let's see, things that we did in the last 3 weeks. So we took a Camp Blas tour that was sponsored by the Guam Contractors Association, so we can see what construction is inside the fence. Also, the non-point source programs work plan. We did a program review of their 5-year plan. So they completed the 2 reports that were required of that program. Also, we still remain involved with the governor and the Joint Region Marianas Civil Military Coordination Council. That committee or that council fosters collaboration between DOD, local government, and federal agencies to share information about construction activities for the U.S. Marine Corps relocation. But it has kind of evolved to expand all DOD items of interest and all military construction on Guam. So we still remain involved with that. We went to a permit process class at the Guam Contractors Association. So, you know, we met with these local companies wanting to learn more about the permitting process and more so certain delays or the challenges that we face, but also what they need to do on their end to make sure that the permitting process is as smooth as possible by ensuring that their permit applications are complete. Also, we had Region 9 Enforcement and Compliance Assurance Division visit. So EPA Region 9's ECAD was on Guam to perform drinking water monitoring testing at 4 of the public water systems. So that was GWA Northern Distribution, the Guam Plaza Resort and Spa, the Guam International Airport, and then Guam Regional Medical City. So this testing was funded by the remainder of the ARPA money. Mainly that the monitoring testing is focused on sampling and analysis of the fate and transport of PFAS and pesticides in our water. So about 400 samples were collected, and then at the end of that week, US EPA also conducted training on the new lead and copper rule, and they also provided fall protection certification for our staff and GWA staff. We're still part of a working group for the construction of the new hospital, so we continue to provide technical support when we meet. Also, the 32nd PIEC has been announced. It's going to be hosted by CNMI, and that's going to run from June 9th to the 13th to be held in Saipan. Sabrina Cruz-Sablon is our GIPA representative, and we are still working on topic proposals for consideration for the PIEC for presentation. Glenn attended the GIPA GPA engagement meeting, which is the LNG pre-development. So this was to discuss GPA's feasibility to propose development and procurement of liquefied natural gas infrastructure under their contract with the new Ukudu power plant. So currently the GPA is completing the construction of the 198 megawatt Ukudu combined power cycle. And that power plant is actually designed to operate on diesel fuel and natural gas. We did have a meeting. There is going to be a homeless encampment cleanup in the village of Chalampago in March. And then for the EIS, for the Enhanced Integrated Air and Missile Defense System, so we met yesterday to talk about the comments that we submitted and their response to the comments that we made to their EIS. I'm going to apologize for the permit activity. The person that normally calculates the applications that are received is on emergency leave, but I can tell you the issuances for the permit. So we issued 121 permits between January 13th and February 14th. And that's all I have, Chairman. Subject to questions.
Thank you. I think that's a high, relatively high number for permits. Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
Is there only one person that accesses
that? We all have access, but she tracks the incoming notes, what's uploaded. She's the one person. She used to be there. Used to be a three-man operation. She's like out there. So part of the recruitment is to help assist by placing one or two more people back into that section.
But meanwhile, the agency is covering down and helping with the permitting process so that we can continue issuing, reviewing permits.
Yes.
How did that conference go with the contractors authority or association?
It went well, I thought, but I did receive a call afterwards and asked whether or not I felt bullied, and I said, no, not at all. But I think a lot of it was, you know, why is the process so slow? And really, it's like, well, you know, a lot of the times it's because the permit application hasn't been completed or they're not reporting, they're not submitting, you know, the reports or supporting documents that are required.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sometimes it's miscommunication. You know, they're told that, oh, it's at Guamipay, and then we check and it's like, no, it hasn't even been submitted for review. So, you know, there's...
I've been in that situation.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I... Because I was approached by somebody and they said, oh, you should join the conference. I said, well, no, the agency will be there. And I can tell you that everybody, you know, is trying to process them as expeditiously as possible, and you know, there's staffing issues and things like that. So, and like you said, they don't have the application in, they don't have all the information. Sometimes that happens.
But I think it turned out well. I think there was a better understanding, and certainly I made it clear that we're here to work with all the contractors. We're not here to be adversarial or, you know, hold up any projects, but you know, the more complete the application is, the quicker the review will be. Yes, we were invited to go.
No, I'm glad you went. I never heard back from them, the one who raised it for me, so I guess they were, you know.
You good?
Yeah, anything? Right.
Well, she made me home.
I thought we muted her.
Go ahead, Kathleen.
I'm here. So when do you think that you're going to receive feedback on the water testing that was done by Region 9?
Oh, let me make a, if you can hold on to that that question, Director, I'm going to text the person who might know, and then I'll answer in just a few minutes.
I know, Mish.
Okay.
Good. Anna, for the Bill 5738, are we planning to support that bill? The one on the houses.
Oh. So we're supportive of development, right? We just have to make
sure
it's done responsibly. You know, there is provisions in the bill that says that anyone applying to construct an ADU has to complete all environmental requirements. So let's say that you have a single family home that's going to build an ADU that's under a septic tank, but the septic tank is undersized. So we would require that they replace and upgrade that septic tank. The septic tank would be subject to the new regulations. You know, and however that works out, right? Does a homeowner have to move out because they won't have wastewater disposal while they're constructing the ADU or upgrading the septic tank? So there is provisions to meet environmental requirements, but at the same time, there is language that also contradicts with the new regulations that we passed last year for septic tank requirements. So we're going to address that.
Am I correct in reading that they said they could build a 1,600 square foot house?
Yes, for a property
that's like a
15.
Four-bedroom house. That's bigger than my house I live in now.
Yeah. So it gave four categories. So if it was between 3,500 square feet to 4,000.
For a granny house.
Yeah, so there was phases. So the smaller your lot, you could build a 400 square foot home.
But
then 600, then 800, then 1,200. So depending on your lot size was how big the ADU could be.
And they can do this above the aquifer.
So according to the regulations or the regulations that were passed, you could have up to four units per acre.
Yes,
right? Meaning
correct.
One on every quarter acre, so long as it had a type 4 nitrogen reducing system.
Right.
But the way that the bill reads, you can have a detached detached ADU. So that means on
so
a quarter acre,
eight above the aquifer.
Yeah,
correct. But again, subject to environmental regulation, like, you know.
But we're messing with the aquifer, and a mistake up there is bad. I mean, I've lived in places where you can't use the water out of the faucets. That's what we're looking at here. Something bad happens, and that's what we're looking at for. I don't know. I think we should go protest. The way it's written, I mean, I've lived in states, too, that allow granny houses, but usually it's like you close off a bedroom, and grandma or a relation lives here in the other part of the house. It's not a freestanding house. That's 1,600 square feet.
Yes, I mean that's going to be part of the concern that we'll address in our testimony.
When's the hearing?
The hearing was yesterday.
Yeah, no, but and then you're going to testify when? Or is there another?
I'll have to provide written testimony. So.
The agency wasn't particularly invited, right?
She was not invited.
I wasn't notified.
I'd like to bring this up to talk about this kind of stuff at our next meeting, then put it on the agenda for our next meeting.
I mean, if you'd like, I can send you what my testimony will
okay.
entail.
But I'm just saying, in the future, as much construction as they're predicting to go on, I mean, I feel like we're getting bullied now. And that doesn't, I mean, we're supposed to be protecting the environment, but certain people aren't, or certain whatever conditions aren't letting us do that. And they're putting the future of the Guam and the environment in jeopardy, is my feeling. So.
Yeah, and that's our concern as well, Director.
Who's doing?
Anybody else?
Go ahead.
And then on the contractors, the permit process, is that bilingual and multi languages? Or is there information? You can answer that first.
I don't believe it is. I don't believe our permit applications are in any other language but English.
I think that's a problem too, I think, because a lot of times when I talk to contractors or they don't understand English very well, and that seems to me to be a way they're trying to get out of scooting around the rules. Oh, I don't
English
know.
And Chamorro.
Huh?
The official Guam languages are English and Chamorro.
Yes.
I mean, we could put it. I guess we could attempt.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that it's been my experience that people you know, will claim not understanding to get out of
yes.
uncomfortable situations, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I guess, but then all of the requirements, building code, plumbing code, electrical code, are in, you know, they're English. So they would have to know those requirements to be able to construct
the... Then I'm going to say, how did... People I've talked to, how did they get permits in? Because they don't, they can't read or, I mean, that's been my experience. Or they lie to me when I try to talk to them, that they don't understand English.
That's
and this is the head contractor. This is the foreman and everything.
Yeah, that's possible. But I know that what they submit is in English, and their plans are... reviewed by our staff. Mm-hmm.
I did.
Committed
mm-hmm.
compliance. But would you like to see our permit applications in a different language?
If it helps the contractors to do what's right, yes.
Okay, we'll look into whether
I mean,
would perhaps an option be to have some instructions about how to complete the permit process in other languages rather than change the application, but instead it could kind of decode the application.
Right.
And say, you know, in a native language to those who are doing the bulk majority of the work. Because you're right, there's definitely a language barrier.
Yeah.
But would it make more sense? So they're still completing the application in English, right? So we're getting all the data the same way that we already get it. But instead we could provide potentially like other languages. Right, because there's a lot of Filipino.
And we can put that on the next agenda.
But which...
Take up all the time.
Which
for
permit? Do you know which permit is they're having an issue with? Is it the building permit?
Yes.
Because for the building permit, you have to have your erosion sediment control drawing stamped by a licensed PE.
Correct.
So those tests are in English.
In English, okay.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, and I don't want to monopolize the agenda, so I mean, we can put that on for next time. I can talk about it more freely. I'm not really sure what I can talk about. I can't. Robert Rules of Order gets me sometimes.
Oh, no, I think we're good. We're on administrator's report questions and comments right now, so you can keep talking.
You want me to?
But you want a permit language on the agenda?
Or is it enforcement?
I'd like enforcement. If you want to know what I'd like for next time already.
Well, this one we're talking about right now. Are you talking about permit
application? Well, that was because this was here, and I was just wondering if it's in bilingual. And it's been my experience when I talk to contractors that if they're not Chamorro or from Guam... that they may not speak the language very well. And when, if you point out something that, and I'm wondering if this is the agency's experience, if you point out something they're doing wrong, they basically are like, pretend to be, you know.
Okay, but are we talking about permit applications or notice of violations?
Pardon me?
Permits or...
Well, I'm talking about the permits right now because it was on the administrator's report.
I know,
about permits.
You said you want something added to the agenda.
Oh, for next time. Next time? Enforcement?
No. So do you want foreign language on the agenda?
Oh!
What do you
want? I'm happy just bringing it up right now.
Okay.
No, I don't need to put that on agenda. I just want someone to think about it, and then maybe we can talk about it at a later date.
Gotcha. Okay, what do you got? What else
for
do you
next
got?
Time?
No, like,
no, I don't have.
We're
anything
still on
else.
Questions and comments.
I don't have any.
But a comment came up on the screen about providing testimony up to 7 days after the hearing, which I think is
it's next week Thursday.
So, I mean, do we need to? Would we like to suggest some guidance to the director as to what our position is on the legislation?
Yeah, well, that's complicated because...
We haven't seen the legislation.
Also, we're always advised that for us to discuss matters together, we have to have it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to just submit our own testimony?
Absolutely.
Individually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but we can't talk about it and collaborate and have one document submitted.
But we can send you the bill. Do you want the bill? And Arnie, you can send that to you individually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your testimony, yeah. I'll have it by tomorrow.
Right, Kristen, that's correct.
Can
we can't
can I
discuss our
testimony?
Position on the bill until it's on the agenda. And then, do we have the answer to Director Kathleen?
3 to 4 weeks,
okay.
Or maybe a little bit more, especially given that there's some shape.
Kathleen, do you want to restate your question, or you got it?
Still muted.
I got it. Okay, great. Yeah, so maybe maybe the April meeting?
Possibly.
Or the March meeting? If there's any finding, I guess we'll find out about it then. Thanks.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll let you know as soon as we get it in.
Okay. Any other questions and comments at this time? We could come back also if people have more stuff on item 9. Okay, let's move on to item 7, State Implementation Plan SIP report.
Glenn, do you want to take it or do you want me to do a quick update? I got it. Okay. So, forgive me for sitting back here, but the short version is 19 December.
You can come up here if you like.
No, I'm good. in 2024, so 19th of December last year, EPA, US EPA issued a formal finding of non-attainment for the PD Cabarrus area with regards to sulfur dioxide emissions. Our state implementation plan, right, so I think it was in 2020 the initial finding of non-attainment was, and so we were supposed to bring it back into attainment by 2023, demonstrate that we were back in attainment, and then provide a state implementation plan, right? So it's the rulemaking about the new source rule or new source review rule, and then with the SO2 emissions specifically, we're supposed to have that by April of last year, and with staff transitions and other parts of life, that didn't happen. So we're very near finishing it. We are, I think, 99% certain that we have all the documentation we need to send to US EPA for the rulemaking, and hopefully we'll get that submitted next week via SPECS, which is the electronic system, so we won't have to come up with, you know, three copies of everything and ship it. So we're going to upload things through that system. And then our last sort of sticky wicket is that we're waiting on some data from GPA. We haven't been able to find the old reports that they submitted. They may have been lost in flooding and mold, but we're working through trying to recreate and find those reports. So we've been nudging GPA, we've been nudging administrator to nudge GPA, and so we're hopeful that we'll get that data within the next week or two, at which point our wizards of emission data here, Reed and Tossie, should be able to, they've already created the spreadsheet, it'll be very easy for them to plug that data in and have the final data sort of put together. Then we have to do a public notice, public comment and notice for 30 days. So we'll put that out as soon as we have the data finished with these guys. Once that's done, we can submit that to EPA for review and approval. And hopefully before my birthday, it's in July sometime, hopefully before my birthday, we have an approved SIP with US EPA. If we're unable to do that, then the US EPA has a court-mandated requirement to provide a federal implementation plan, which they have to have a draft by 30 September 2025, and they have to have it reviewed and approved and implemented by February 2026. So we just wanted to update you guys on that because you might see some of the activity going on, but we're making a strong push, and hopefully the odds are in our favor.
Okay.
and we can get it done. We feel pretty confident with the data that we have that we might actually be able to show attainment without some extra monitoring data that was initially thought that we might need. So we feel better than we did in August, but that's where we are with that. So depending on your questions, just to look at me.
Thank you.
Well,
so you don't get the GPA data, it's still sufficient for what you have?
So we need to find some annual reports from 2023. We need some run hours for a couple of the units. If we can get those run hours, then we already have the fuel usage, the fuel consumption. So we've been getting piecemeal from them what we need. And we just need to follow up on that. It's mostly 2023 data. There's, I think, 2020 data for a couple units, but we have verified that, you know, per the rulemaking, the new source requirement, and then the SO2 emissions rules that were in 2022, 2023 passed, we know that they're using only ultra-low sulfur diesel, which is one of the requirements. So we know that the emissions have gone down. We just need to be able to discreetly show what they actually are for those plants. So that's what we're waiting on right now. Sir?
When the new plant becomes operable, do they plan on continuing having that as a backup or no more?
Glenn, I'm going to have to turn that one to you, I think. I think, or you guys may know, Cabras 1 and 2, or they're going to shut down, but that was delayed from Mawar from the damage to Okudu? Yes, no?
Yeah, it's delayed, and, so they're converting to the ultra-low sulfur diesel, so they're not going to be burning any of the low sulfur diesel, that's going to be a loss. But then, you know, there's also the Okudu that's trying to get online, and they'll be burning ultra-low sulfur diesel along with LNG.
And I can follow up on that to get you a more definite answer.
Okay, I'm just curious. I guess as long as they're burning the low sulfur diesel, then it's not an issue, right?
As long as it's ultra low.
Ultra low, all right. But it was an issue
there,
when they were burning that bunker fuel, right, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, we know that they're only burning ultra low sulfur diesel, which already is an improvement from what they were burning in 2020. So, and that the last date that they burned anything other than ultra low sulfur diesel was in July of 22. I believe.
Okay.
Might be July 23rd. Any other questions?
None. Okay, thank you. Next one, NOVs. Any new NOVs to report?
No new NOVs.
No new NOVs.
And none from water.
Okay. Is someone tasked to address the ones where the website needs to be updated?
Yes.
We have Malia, our IT person, who was tasked to do that in place of Nick.
Okay.
So she's updating that information. A lot of the notice of violations that are still open, they're working on compliance, so we can't report because fees are based on when the dates are completion, the completion date, so that we can calculate penalties. It's just like notice of violations or AKA written warnings. You know, if they comply, then it's a warning. But then if it happens again, then it goes into the order of compliance or not. And oftentimes on the order of compliance, they have that opportunity to appeal to the board. So far, there's just no appeals to the board. We've been working it out at our level for compliance in terms of cleanup. And we're just waiting for when the completion dates are so that we can start calculating costs on those.
And then a lot of the NOVs here, I know, belong to the water division. And Amelia can only update what is received. I know a lot of them says get put to close out administratively, but that requires a document showing return to compliance or whichever, which has not been done. So I'm
a little bit on this.
So just for the rest of the board, I told the chairman that the only one here that actually has been closed is the TriStar NOV. That was just closed earlier this week. They paid their penalty, and our Hazways program issued the return to compliance document. So that already has been uploaded to the website.
And then the fees that they issued was $6,700. They're working on closure of the tank. So they secured the tank that is in the APRA, the sub tank. So it's already all welded shut. And then when they're ready to fill, then they'll call us up to observe that process. So it'll be closure on site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions? Or, I guess, but it's NOVs. So, there's, NOVs have been written, right, over the past 5+ years. Are they going to be, like, closed out, or are we waiting on something for a bulk of these?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The agency or the divisions need to prepare the return to compliance document.
Right.
And they, the violator and the agency needs to sign, and then we can have it updated on the system and take it off the website. But for now, it's still showing open on the website. That's what
we'll work on that closure report. I don't think it was done.
Yeah.
Payments have been made, inspections done, but
yeah.
The, you know, the close it is that document. So we just need to draft up the document and
Have
the client
sign
it.
Thank you. I don't know if this could be answered. For the recycling revolving fund, Mayor's Council of Guam program, are they good with their closeout reports? Has that been happening? I don't see Sabrina.
I want to say yes. I know that the executive director is working closely with DOA on the closeouts. It's going to take a little bit longer than it's been going, only because of the system.
Yeah.
With the new system, they're still going back and forth between the AS-400 and the D-365.
Okay.
So I know that Georgie is working on closeouts. I know that they did do a closeout. What was the latest one? 21? 21 was the latest that hasn't, or 22, one of the two. I know that one was closed out, and Joy is having her staff work on closing out the 22.
Okay. Gotcha. Do we know if the MCOG cleanup program is written this year such that they could roll over funds?
I haven't, because of the system again, I cannot see what they expended.
Okay.
So I know that I've been working with Sabrina to do periodic checks with the mayors.
Yeah.
To see where they're at as far as balances and the expenditures.
Okay. Because I know that recently the MOA was signed, but it sounds like there haven't been hiccups in the program yet. Otherwise, we'd hear about it.
They got their full money, so they shouldn't have hiccups.
Yeah, they rolled
last
over
time they hit,
and then they got 25 money.
So it was rolled over. Okay.
Any hiccups they're having, it's on their part as far as generating the POs.
And internally on their central side. Okay. Anyone else have any comments?
Are we on public comments?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to let everybody know that that article in the paper about those 80 drums with hydrochloric acid that was delivered to that Dedito residential property, all of the barrels have been cleared. So they've all been delivered. So they're no longer on that property. So it's done.
Excellent.
That's good.
That is good.
That had everybody in a panic, but yeah, it's done.
Yeah. And just FYI, we did receive that information, and Hazways program actually went out last Thursday, but we got the call. Was it yesterday?
No. Monday or two?
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. We got the call.
Yesterday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, that if they
that they yeah they yeah that we were notified, you know, that there was an issue, but already Hasley's
was aware. They were on top of it already.
Yeah, had last week they
conducted
did
initial inspection.
They inspected on Thursday. And they were working with the alleged violator on it. And they managed to complete the removal of all those drums as of today. So they're all cleared. It wasn't waste, so it was kind of a little tricky on how to handle it. But it was a hazardous material that was temporarily stored at a residential area due to some unfortunate business decisions that were made in there. Release. So, I'm just glad there was no accident.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we'll add Bill 57-38 to next month's agenda.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
That after public comments from now on, we just we have 10 talking points now. Could after public comments for next time, can we just have topics for next meeting?
No. You have to itemize them.
No, but no, I'm saying like
to
public comments
to
okay.
Talk
future
about
discussion.
Next, yes.
Topics.
So, because if any of us have ideas
agenda.
Or things that
yeah,
we'd
no,
like
it's
to talk
idea
about.
To see if people have.
Yeah.
So you want me to put in a line
agenda.
Item that says topics for next
yeah,
meeting?
Yeah, just to remind us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Good idea.
And then, no, you're saying, no, I can't ask for topics for next meeting now?
No, we can't talk about something that's not on the agenda. So the new item 10... topics for next meeting, we'll discuss what will be the topics for the next meeting.
Can I just open the discussion?
But, yeah, I would just say he can bring something up that then you guys can put on the next meeting.
Of course, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh. So I can bring it up now?
Yes.
To talk about next time?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
But you can't talk
I know,
about
I got
it
that
this
part.
Meeting.
I got that part. I'm all good.
He may be retired, but...
Okay, so a topic I'd like to talk about next time would be enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk about the RRF regulations for two. And
enforcement for enforcement agency as a whole or different
yeah,
certain programs?
For fines or NOVs or infield citations or anything like that, like something to where we can, well, we can't talk about it.
We can always talk about it, but we can't
make
discuss
a
about
right.
it that leads, we can't have a discussion, right? And that it leads to a discussion, but we have an administrator's report. She discusses everything that happens in it, and we have Q&A, and we could discuss things
okay.
there.
I just need to know what you want to discuss so I can invite the right program in here to answer
okay.
your questions,
in,
kind of sort
enforcement
of.
Enforcement in the field.
Citations?
Bill, yeah, citations.
Litter citations, written warnings, which is a notice violation.
We stop work orders.
Talking about like the soil erosion.
That's
the process?
Did
you want to know the
well,
process?
I would like to know the process. Why aren't... I drive around the island and I see a lot of things going on, and I'm wondering how people are getting away with it. And it's not, I don't see it on the NOVs here.
Okay, well, we're on NOVs, so you're saying that there's a NOV that's not here?
Well, I mentioned it last month also. That I
well, should
see.
It be an NOV, I guess.
Yeah.
He's not seeing, he's like seeing what he thinks is a violation, but it's not reported. And it may very well be that somebody stops and
right.
says, hey, don't do that. It's cleared up and it doesn't result in a
exactly.
notice of
right.
a violation.
I would like to then just go the process, if you don't mind. And then RRF regulations, because I think they lapsed a few years ago, right? And we haven't changed those.
Mm. They don't lapse.
There was a new law. Maybe a couple years ago that updated
after
how the money can be spent.
22?
Yeah. Maybe about, yeah.
Okay.
I think 2022.
Is there, can I just ask, are you wanting to propose new regulations or discuss the existing ones?
The existing ones.
Yeah, our agendas could be as lengthy as we like them to be, but in terms of like what we could discuss, I just want us to all be on the same board. Like we could always ask questions and get status updates, but if we're talking that's leading up to a vote to change something or to affirm something, right, Kristen, that has to be publicly noticed. But we can always discuss the things that are like going on for status updates and stuff like that, but if we want to create a position or change something, then that has to be publicly noticed.
Okay.
So everything you kind of said is kind of just like how things are going, like what is the status quo.
Yeah.
So you could talk about that right now too.
Okay.
But if we're like going to create a position on Bill 57-38, we have to inform the public that we're going to be talking about that in advance. So that for sure will be on the next agenda.
Okay.
And then these other subtopics on status updates, we can add that to the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Just so you know, though, that public hearing on that bill already happened.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just going to be kind of a, you know, maybe a discussion on whatever testimony the agency provides and all that. But it's, you know.
Yeah, it's just the nature of...
Your time for responding will have already passed.
Right.
Yeah.
But the administrator, she's free to respond as she feels appropriate.
Yes, and she said she's intending to.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can all submit your own written testimony if you want.
That's a good point as well.
You have 7 days from the date of that public hearing to submit one. Just yesterday.
Can they submit? Do they submit as private citizens, or can they submit as a director of this board?
Individual.
Yeah, I mean the board hasn't made any decisions about that.
Yeah,
I see. So private citizen testimony.
I think it would have to be.
Or individual member.
Right.
Yeah.
But if we were. I write it as a board, it'll be discussed at the next meeting.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I mean, as a matter of, doesn't the legislature have to get the EPA board's
input?
I don't think they need our approval, obviously, but aren't they supposed to solicit the board's input on this?
I don't know. I think with any bill, it's just, you know, they could...
But I thought when it came to specific bills, the agency, I don't know.
I don't know that they're required to, solicit any particular input from any particular agencies. They often do when it's something that that involves, you know, it involves the agency, that they will... send out a like an invitation. I did look at at least some of that public hearing, and land management was there. But I guess it just depends on who the legislature wants to have. I mean, anybody can go and testify.
No,
as
I understand that, but I thought when they addressed a law last year affecting the land over the aquifer, we were specifically requested to provide our thoughts on that. And I thought it was a requirement as opposed to best practice. I may be mistaken.
Offhand, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't believe it's required.
Okay, maybe.
But why wouldn't they invite you to something like that? I mean, I don't want to.
You know why.
He usually I get a notification.
Yeah, or I get, yeah.
About it. I know it was postponed when we did the, because it was actually scheduled to be heard the same day as we did the sunscreen, the ban on the sunscreen, but it was postponed. And then I wasn't notified when it was postponed. And then when I saw that it was being held yesterday, that's when I knew.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Pardon?
It will make a difference.
It will.
Every bit counts.
Well, it just bothers me that they didn't bring you in to talk, to have a say. This is the third time this has come up, right, in the legislature. So they're going to keep doing it until it passes.
Are we allowed to go and meet with them? Round table?
You need to meet with the committee or to meet with the oversight chair?
The committee.
I don't know.
I think, I mean...
You mean as a board? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Chairman.
I don't know, Chris.
If the board had discussed it and had a, you know, and if this is our official board position on a particular matter, otherwise, you want to make sure you're careful when you are, speaking for the board, that you're actually speaking for the board, and not just, your position as a board member.
I'm not saying it's me, I'm saying the group as a whole. Like if I was to submit a statement, it would be me as a private citizen.
I'm not aware of what the policy might be on board members meeting with the legislature. I just don't know. It's I don't know that there's a...
Maybe that might constitute as a meeting.
Maybe we should have a board's do and don't discussion.
Yeah. I think generally, right?
There did used to be, I think, some kind of a training that was
ethics.
Given to the
everybody
board members.
Took that, yes.
Did Kathleen?
Well, first of all, she's asking a very pointed question. Can the board meet with the senators together? And in general, we can only meet in an open government meeting.
In general, you can only meet in an open government meeting. But there are some kinds of exceptions, and like informational meetings that you would be able to attend, and without running into an open government issue. But it's whenever you guys are getting together as a board and deliberating towards a decision,
right,
that it has to be done in public.
So if it's just listening, then we could. But if it's us deciding what we want to do here, then maybe not. That's what it sounds like.
But if the board had like a particular position on something that it wanted to express, then you guys would, meet together. You'd have a resolution or something, express your, your position as a board.
Mm-hmm.
But before you could do that, of course, you'd have to inform the public that that's what you were going to do.
Right. That's how it is. Well,
maybe
next...
I need to revisit the board policies. Where can I find it?
There are board policies.
It's very vague, though. Nothing like what this question was doesn't say. But, yeah, I can send you the... from the 10 GCA, whatever.
Yeah.
And
very vague.
I can go back and look if there was any guidance that's been given to the boards, because there may be some guidance out there. So I can go back and look.
My hands are tired. I can't.
I know. It's all about time. That's why it's like we're required to notice it, but then by the time we notice it, it's already, the bill would have been voted on.
It's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And then when we go to the legislature for a renewal, they count on us.
And then it's, we could have added these items, but the publication is due 7 days out from this meeting, so mm-hmm. this bill, anyways, yeah, it's all part of it. But that brings me to my next question. Check in with everyone's last training and make sure all the new directors and the current old directors
yeah.
have
everybody's
their refreshers.
Everybody's still good. Already did.
Okay.
I'm talking about the ethics.
Yeah, that's good for 3 years.
Yeah,
so
the ethics training is different. I'm saying I think
which
there
one?
Was some
training
specific
yeah,
training
what are you talking
that
about?
Has been given
training.
In the
you did.
I didn't take any other training.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what training you're talking about.
I'm saying I believe that in the past there have been trainings specifically directed at
board members.
Like
yeah. onboarding.
Oh,
I
don't know.
Onboarded.
We never got, we never were invited to, I don't know of any. All I know is the ethics. That's what they're required to pretend.
I'll call the boards and commissions.
Yeah.
Is that somebody on the board supposed to onboard?
Am I allowed to do that? Or do we have to advertise it?
I don't know. Like, I mean, when I started, I just, like, went in cold and carried on with the
initiation?
No, just carried on with the discussion and read the material.
Yeah. Maybe the board secretary is allowed by the law to do that, but I don't know if the board
mm-hmm.
member is allowed to do that. Something to
okay.
ask our legislators.
Send that to NGCA.
Yeah, I'll send it. But it, whatever we're doing now is actually what's on there. Anything like that question is not there. But yeah, I'll send it anyway for you guys to have it.
All right. Next one. Next meeting date and adjournment. Third Thursday of March.
I think that's March 20.
I'll probably be remote.
20.
March 20, right?
Chairman, I'll also be on annual leave, so Glenn may give the administrator's report.
Okay. How about March 27? Are you
well, it's mostly for... I mean, I'll probably be remote, too, that
oh,
week.
I see.
You'll still be
my
on
mother's
March
95th
right?
birthday on the
19th,
so... John, I'll go.
That's 28th.
But
Glenn will cover them. I'll prepare the administrator's
yeah.
report.
Okay. Okay, we'll plan for March 20. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second?
No second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.